Good morning, Boker Tov. We're continuing Parashat Vayishlach. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shlema of all the Cholim, and Bechalam, Chaim Damar, Chaim Damar, Chaim Damar, Chaim Damar, Rifka, Sarah, Bad Manish, Shalom, Masara, David, Ben, Rechalim, Fav, Rav, Devora, Rifka, Bad, Chavir, Rifka, Bad, Asher, Shalom, Masara, Fav, Damar, Shalom, Chaim, Fav, Bad, Miriam. Yehu, Dam, Nifa, Chaya, Sof, Zavar, Chav, Nasef, Mecha, Bad, Matkan, Ramay, Rabad, Chav, Zavar, Yom, Chan, Adam, Mach, Chav, Chav, Nasef, Mach, Chav, 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 Okay, Parashat Vayishlach. We know Yaakov Avinu had one daughter. What was her name? Yaakov Avinu's daughter? Dina. Very good. Dina. What was the story of Dina? So one day Dina went out and a man named Shechem came and he liked her and he took over and he violated her. This is the story. Yaakov Avinu's daughter was violated. And this was a tragedy for Am Yisrael. And what happens is the brothers find out about this. Yaakov Avinu finds out about this and the brothers are furious. The brothers are fuming. So now the brothers want to take back. They want to take revenge. So what do? Comes Shechem and his nation and his people in his town and they say, we want to marry into you. We want to take your daughter to marry after they just violated her. They want to take your daughter. We want to start marrying within you. How do we do it? So the brothers tell him, I'm sorry, it's a disgrace for our daughter, for our sister to marry somebody who's not circumcised. You need everyone to get a circumcision. What was their real intention? They wanted to make them weak so they can go and attack. That was the real intention. And who were the pillars behind this idea? Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi. They were the strong ones. And how you know that is when you get later on in the story with Yosef, when they go down to Egypt, what does he do? He separates them. He takes one of them, keeps them away, and he lets one of them go. So they're not always together because them two together, Shimon and Levi together, are very powerful. Their strength is very powerful.
Who separated them?
Yosef. When they came down to Egypt, he took Shimon.
Okay. Is that also why they don't have any land?
Oh, very good. So I'm gonna get to it. I'm gonna get to it. Very good. So he's already a few steps ahead. So now what happens is on the third day, which as Am Yisrael knows, third day of Brit Milah is the most severe day. What do? Shimon and Levi, they get up on the third day when the whole when the whole town of Shechem is all weak, circumcised. Where are they going? They go and take swords and they kill the whole city, from man to woman to child, every single person. They just kill everyone. And this is their way of retributing the sin, the act that was done to their sister, they go and give it back. And now I want to focus on the response of Yaakov Avinu to such an act. How do you think a father, Yaakov Avinu, who is the pillar of religion, all of the Jewish people come from him, his daughter gets violated, and now his own children go and pay back, and they kill the whole city for what this person did, Shechem did, who violated his daughter. What is his response? So I want to read it inside. Comes Yaakov Avinu, and he tells Shimon and Levi after they do such an act. He says to them the following, Vayomer Yaakov Shimon ve'Levi. He says to Shimon and Levi, Achartem oti lehav isheni biyoshev haaretz. He said, you have achartem oti, you have discomposed me, you have made me ugly, you've made me disgusted, making me somebody amongst inhabitants of the land who's now going to be not liked, odious among the Canaanite nations. The pasuk continues, "Yosheva aretz v'Kanaaniu v'Periziv anim metem mispar v'nesu alai v'hikuni v'nishmati aniu v'eti." And he says, "I don't have number. I'm very few in number. They're gonna come, God forbid, and they can kill us and annihilate all of us." And he gets upset with them, with Shimon and Levi. Why did you do that? Why did you go to such an extremity? You don't have to do such a thing. And what does Shimon and Levi respond? Listen to this line they respond with: "Vayemeru." Should we let our sister be a harlot? Should we let her get taken advantage of? It's a good answer, no? What does Yaakov Avinu say? The story ends there. Leaves you on a cliff. On a cliffhanger. The story just ends there. What happened? Yaakov Avinu, he said, why did you do such a thing? You made me disgust. You made me, now people hate us. And what do they respond? What? Would you leave our sister taken advantage of? And the story ends. And what's going on here? is what Shimon and Levi did good or bad? Think about it. Is what Shimon and Levi did by going and killing a whole city for raping their someone raping their sister, is that a good thing that they did or bad? And the way Yaakov Avinu responds to them, it seems like it's a bad thing. Yaakov Avinu kind of questions them, why would you do something like that? But on a technical, on a realistic level, it was deserving. You rape, you violate somebody, they deserve to die. So which one is right? And I think the answer is maybe the following. What the Torah is teaching us in this story is really they were deserving of death. The people of Shechem were deserving. But Yaakov Avinu is telling them, we don't pay back, as Am Yisrael, we don't pay back extremity with extremity. When someone does something bad, we don't pay them back and retribute with bad. That's not Am Yisrael. When someone cheats you in business, you don't go and cheat them back because you're not any better now. When someone does something wrong to you, you go and do something wrong back to them, you're worse. Because now you're acknowledging what they did is bad and you're saying, I'm going to do it also. So it's like similar to the person who, someone's riding a motorcycle, driving crazy, doing wheelies, doing everything, and you're sitting on the back. Who's the stupid person?
Eye for eye.
Yeah, no, I'm not in favor of one approach or another. Why? What if your approach is, I'm eliminating something that's bad?
So I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying maybe the more correct approach was to consult with Yaakov as to what should be done. Yaakov Avinu should have been consulted, should have been asked for his advice as what should be done. It's his own daughter. They shouldn't have taken things into their own hands. And actually, as the Torah continues, you see that Yaakov Avinu, when he gives the children the bracha, like you were mentioning, he doesn't give Shimon and Levi the bracha. They made this mistake. That was a dangerous mistake. Even though it was deserving. Really, the death of Shechem was deserving. But the extremity to how they did it was not necessarily deserving. And them going to such an extreme was not deserving. And it's so common. Because in today's generation, there's so many people who get wronged. And the way they feel is, in order for me to feel good, I need to wrong the person back. And Yaakov Avinu is trying to teach us that maybe that's not the answer. Maybe that's not the answer. Doing wrong back to somebody else who wronged you is not necessarily the correct thing a Jewish person should do. Now, sometimes it's very difficult. And in the Torah's story over here, it's a very extreme example. Their own sister got raped. Their own sister got violated. In their hands, that's the worst a person can ever do. There's nothing worse than that. But still, Yaakov Avinu is kind of hinting to them, but you don't have to go to such extremities without consulting, without asking for advice, without talking first. Maybe we have another solution. Maybe there's something else we can do. And Yaakov Avinu, that complacency, that feeling of him just being okay, not necessarily okay with what had happened, but kind of staying calm in even such extreme situations is so important. Yaakov Avinu is teaching you, even in the hardest, the most difficult, in the worst situation, the people wrong you, the worst of all worst, staying calm and using your calm mind. Because a calm mind and a going crazy mind don't work the same. When you are panicking versus when you're calm, you can do completely different things. When a person panics, they don't work the same way as they do when they stay calm. And for us to train ourselves to try to be like Yaakov Avinu in situations where even when the worst of all worst things could happen that you would never have expected, keep yourself calm, complacent, understand it's from Hashem, even when it doesn't make sense. And try to remind yourself, hey, before we do extreme things, remind ourselves, does a Jewish person do something like that? And you'll remind yourself that Yaakov Avinu, even with his own daughter, the protection of his own daughter, he reminds ourselves that no, a Jewish person doesn't repay bad with bad. A Jewish person doesn't do extreme things for extreme things measures. When someone does something extremely bad to you, he doesn't repay back with extremely bad. That's what Yaakov Avinu is teaching us. And I think this message is something in all of life. When a person wrongs someone, if someone cheats someone in business, someone cheats someone in life, someone does anything to wrong you, remind yourself the story of Yaakov Avinu with his own daughter, his own only single daughter. And I'm sure he was very overprotective on her also. He cared a lot. But still, he stayed calm. He understood. And he said, we don't repay extremity back with extremity. What the solution should have been, we don't know. That's why the story ends there. The story ends there. No comment. There's no comment there. And even the commentaries, it's very, very cryptic. The commentaries don't even comment so much on these lines. But still, what do we see? Yaakov Avinu is telling us, we don't necessarily know what the solution should have been. But Yaakov Avinu is telling them that we don't repay extremity for extremity. Have a great day.